The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. On a Tuesday, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
First talkback of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. I'm so happy you guys are back. I've missed you this last week. I'm so glad that you all had such great vacations. So, Jess, I love that you got to get a little bit of some Florida summer humid heat. It's awful this time of year. It is 78 degrees this morning already at 7 a.m. and 90% humidity. So it's going to be a fun day. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Oh, I can't do humid.
Yeah, yes. The humidity just is, that's rough. And all I could think about was how frizzy Jess's hair must have gotten.
Same thing. I don't want to bring it up. Every time I bring up Jess's hair, people come for me for being mean. I'm not trying to be mean.
Listen,
it survived, actually. I was really surprised, but it must have just been, I don't know, the products that I was using out there.
Nice.
Sometimes my hair does pretty good in humidity, you guys. But it did start, like, there was thunderstorm at one point, and then it started pouring rain, which was nice because it cooled us off.
Classic Florida. Classic Florida.
Florida weather. How many days were you in Florida for?
I think four.
Who had your cat?
Four or five.
Check out my cat.
Mom. Yeah, I
missed her. Poor mom.
I kept checking up on her.
And was it like a tearful reunion when you got home?
Did you FaceTime your cat?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
That's too much.
And you like got out of
the... It just sounds like something you'd do.
I probably would, yeah.
You got out of the Uber from the airport, like went running up the stairs. And then like the cat came running out the front door, like jumped on you. And you guys had this big tearful hug. Is that how it went down?
Check out my cat.
Something like that, actually.
Oh.
Very similar, just more on my end, not on hers.
She kind of she didn't care.
Yeah,
cats never do.
Yeah, they don't even notice you're gone.
I was telling Jess, again. I'm in here scrambling, stressed out because my phone didn't charge last night. I plug it into the charger. I don't know what happened. I get to work and I look at my phone and it's at 19%. I'm like, oh my God, it's not going to make it through the morning.
Terrifying.
Guess what she tells me.
What?
Guess.
Oh. that her cat. Once chewed through her charging cable.
No, you guys. Mercury is now in retrograde. Prepare yourselves.
Doesn't that make sense? Of course that would happen.
And it just started yesterday.
See?
Didn't we just get through Mercury in retrograde? No. How is it already back again?
It's been a few months.
Okay.
Yeah, it comes and goes.
So everyone just brace yourself for complete uncontrollable chaos.
Tech disasters, clumsiness, accidents.
Yes.
It's all going to happen now.
Brain fog. It's all going to start happening.
Because of a planetary optical illusion.
Yep. It all makes
sense.
Can't
wait.
No. Yeah. So, and that's just the start of it for me. Yeah. So we'll see how long my phone lasts. We have
your
chance
to
win.
Thoughts and prayers are with your phone this morning. Thoughts and prayers.
We have a chance to win tickets for the Giants.
Yep. So leave us a talk back right now or anytime throughout the show. This is for your chance to win four tickets, by the way, when they take on the Blue Jays. And they're, And they will be wearing their green jersey. They will be wearing their City Connect jerseys. This is happening July 7th, so leave your talkbacks right now. Let us know who you would take with you.
All right, good luck, everyone trying to win those tickets.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Selena just showed me the most adorable thing ever.
Me and my daughter, we gave our guinea pigs baths last night.
Oh, I saw that picture.
Isn't it so cute, Graham?
Nerd alert, very cute.
Come on, it was the cutest thing ever.
It was very cute, but I still feel like if you really look into the eyes of that guinea pig, it's got sheer terror in there. It's like, I know what's happened in this household before. My hamster brethren didn't last so long, and it's worried. It is worried.
No.
Good morning, JV. Could have went a little longer, but
please
only 30 seconds. But yo, I didn't know you guys were back. So last night I was like, let me see if the JV shows, you know, if they were back today. Check the podcast. You guys are back. And I was like, yo, I missed the live show. But guess what? I'm here this morning. And you best believe Jason Move is listening. Missed you guys.
Whoa. That's our buddy Big John. Did he just give himself a new nickname, Jay Smooth?
You can't just nickname yourself.
I don't think you can just switch it up either. You're Big John.
Jay Smooth.
And now he's Jay Smooth?
No. Maybe he's turning a new leaf and wants to start a new identity.
Like a new R&B career or something?
Oh, yeah, but we would have to give him the new nickname. Right. You can't just pick Jay Smooth.
And you have to, and you can't just come out of nowhere with this new name. You have to say like, hey, I'm going to be making this switch. From now on, I'd like to be known as.
Yeah.
Like there has to be a conversation about it.
Or at least a social media announcement when people like announce like, I'm taking a break from social media. You didn't need to post that.
Time for
the four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, Golden Gate commuters, enjoy this last day of lower bridge toll, because starting tomorrow, that toll rate is going up 50 cents to, quote, help fund bridge maintenance and daily operations. How? So starting tomorrow, the fast track rate will be 10.25. License plate accounts, you'll pay $10.50, and if you receive an invoice, it'll be $11.25.
That's crazy.
A day.
The knockout round of the World Cup underway. Yesterday, two of the three games that were played were decided by shootouts. Paraguay knocked off Germany with penalty kicks, and then Morocco upset the Netherlands in the same manner. Mexico playing Ecuador today at 6 o'clock, and then tomorrow at 5, the United States going to be taking on Bosnia and Herzegovina. Not sure why they have to play two countries at once. Sounds difficult. Jokes! That game here at Levi's Stadium. Sorry, San Francisco Bay
Come
Area
on, Graham,
Stadium.
Get it right.
USA!
Woo,
USA!
Mexico! Because you know they played today. A little bit of fog to start your Tuesday, but that should clear for sunny skies. Highs will be in the mid to upper 70s, and it looks like we're going to hit 80 degrees again by the weekend. But your 4th of July in the Bay Area is not going to be too hot.
Will there be fog on 4th of July in San Francisco? Because I want to see the fireworks being shot off the Golden Gate Bridge.
If I had to guess, there will probably be. Yeah.
I'm going to need, I need Jess to weigh in on that tomorrow. All right, hey, Leo besties!
Hey.
Your day today is going to be an 8. Things have been a little tough lately, but your ability to shrug it off and keep laughing at the absurdity of it all is not just helping you, but helping those around you. Your joy is contagious, so let yourself be delighted by the small stuff today, because your laughter is literally someone else's favorite sound.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah, I'm a Leo, so let me try it out.
Oh, God.
Turn off this mic, Selena.
Yeah, just gonna lower that.
That's somebody's favorite. That's
All
somebody's
right.
favorite sound.
Next, a new virus going around.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So there is a new virus going around. Somebody in my house already got this.
New virus alert.
Have you guys heard of the Moo virus?
No. The Moo virus?
Yeah.
Does it come from a cow?
I don't know where it started, where it came from. I don't know. You guys haven't heard of this?
No.
So thankfully, it's not like a sickness virus. It's like a virus you get on your phone.
Oh.
What?
Wait. So, apparently people are like sending this to each other and they're disguising it. And like, my daughter knows like a hella people that have already got this, because it's like all these people like
contagious,
like tricking their friends into clicking whatever link. They're like, hey, like so and so just dropped like this new song, like oh my god, you have to like listen to it or whatever. So they click the link, and then this virus, which thankfully isn't like harmful to your phone, because it just goes and it changes like every setting. So now you're like zoomed in, so your entire screen is like one word, so you're having to like scroll endlessly to like read a message, or you know, it changes like the contrast and different colors, and then it just makes your phone like moo over and over again. There's a mooing sound. But so you have to go in and like change all the settings back to like whatever you had.
That's kind of funny.
But I'd be so annoyed.
Me too.
Oh yeah, no, it'd be very annoying.
Me
to catch the moo. What was
so that's the Moo virus.
What was the link that got her, or the fake link?
I have no idea. I don't even know.
That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah. Me too.
What was the thing where you're like,
what made you click?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I gotta see what that is.
Probably like, oh, new shirtless pictures of Michael B. Jordan, or I don't know. I have no idea what it was.
For Graham, it would be like Sydney Sweeney does
golfing.
Another
golfing.
Euphoria scene.
Topless.
Golfing in bikini. What? Hang on, I gotta click on that. Oh, dang it. And my phone's like, moo.
So that's the Moo virus. Everyone just be on the lookout. Okay.
I love it, just as long as it doesn't happen
to
me.
I know. God, I'd be so mad.
How does one get the Moo to send the Moo virus? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think someone has
to
send it.
You have to have gotten it first.
Someone has to send it to you, and then you can, like, then you can send it to somebody else.
The Moo?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where it came from.
Some tech.
It's kind of funny.
Tech person.
We'll learn later that it was taking all your information at the same time. just disguised as a funny little settings flip.
Yeah. And apparently my family is not like immune to any kind of virus now. We get the sickness kind and the phone kind.
Yeah.
There you go. Grom, what do you have?
Speaking of somewhere where you could pick up a virus, authorities in Fresno, the Fresno County Sheriff's Office, along with Cal Fire, they had to engineer quite a daring rescue the other day for a man that was trapped inside a porta potty. The holding tank, what they call it, a vault toilet. I don't know. It's essentially an oversized, more like permanent porta potty, I guess is the better way to describe it. But he dropped his nice sunglasses in there on accident. I'm not sure at what point of what he was doing, but his sunglasses went down into the holding tank and he leaned in to try to retrieve them and he fell in. Says he spent close to 15 minutes in the tank. Deputies and firefighters able to pull him out to safety, luckily. But they said due to his exposure to urine, fecal matter, and all the chemicals that are in there.
Wait, so the tank is like, it's not in like the, like where you go. This is like a different area. Because I'm thinking.
No, it's a picture of a permanent porta potty.
But still the same concept where it traps
it's
everything
all right
down
there.
Yeah. Right, right. So he's like reaching down into the toilet hole.
Yuck, yep.
Yes.
And he falls through there.
And he fell
okay.
in.
Okay.
And you
a
fall.
Big toilet.
And you fall right down
I
into
wouldn't be
the,
able to fit in the toilet.
You don't think you could fit through
that? Hole is really tiny sometimes, right? Am I picturing
There's no way I'd be able to fit through that.
I could fit through there.
Either he's a really tiny man or that's a, you know, that's a
giant
hole.
You don't think you lift the seat up, you could fit through a toilet bowl if that was an actual hole opening?
I guess if you lift the seat
I'm not talking about
up,
the little hole down there at the
that.
Bottom.
No, there's no way I'd fit.
I think I could for sure fit.
No.
Let's get a ruler out and measure the let's get a ruler out and measure the toilet bowl opening size and then we'll see and we'll trace it out on the ground and see if we can fit through it.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I could. And this guy did. And again, he was down in there for 15 minutes. They said he had to be put through a decontamination process.
That's disgusting.
What do you think that means?
Like
they just hosed him off?
Yeah.
Like what are you supposed to do? They said he was otherwise unharmed, able to walk away without needing any further medical attention. And they're reminding people, if you drop something down into the toilet, don't go and try to retrieve it yourself because you could fall in and then get stuck down there. Oh. We've heard other stories like this we've talked about on the show where people have dropped their cell phones in or whatever and they've reached out and tried to get it and whoop, they fall right in. So he's not the only one that can fit through the toilet seat hole.
That's disgusting.
The hole just does not look big enough.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
What are you guys talking about? Herbert Camp, Bogalo Joe. We've talked about this all the time.
Right.
They're outhouses. You could definitely, because Bogalo Joe, he's the guy that lives down in the outhouse there, according to local legend, and he grabs people and pulls them down.
I
fit through the hole.
I still just don't think I'd fit. Like, my whole body?
Yes.
There's no way.
Also, was it really worth it? Like,
for some sunglasses?
Would you,
let's just say you got like a real fancy pair of designer sunglasses. Would you, drop them there, you can see them, they're sort of floating on top. Are you going to reach down and try to get them?
Nope.
No.
If something falls inside a porta potty like that, I can say my goodbyes.
What if it's your cat?
Oh, God.
Check out my cat.
I have to get my cat, obviously.
You go for the sunglasses, leave the cat.
No. I'm not even going for sunglasses.
I think if they were there on top, you know, sort of.
And then you're going to put them back on your face?
You could, like, get, like, a stick or something.
No.
I'm not reaching my hand down in there, but, like, get something to scoop them up.
No.
Unless they're the new Kylie Jenner Metas. Like, I'm just leaving them.
What are the Kylie Jenner Metas?
I don't know. She dropped some new Kylie Jenner, like, Meta glasses.
Is this, like, another one of her side quests? Because she has so many businesses.
Well, it's not. I don't think it's her business. Like, it's a deal with Meta.
Okay.
So instead of, like, the Meta Ray-Bans, like,
collaboration.
Yeah. So they're like, you know, they're kind of cute.
Are you going to get them?
Probably.
I'm out.
I'm in.
We could test the porta potty theory and you throw them down there. And then you have to reach it.
Retrieve them.
All right. Next.
See if you can fit.
Something we like to do every Tuesday. We turn it over to Jess to talk TV. Jess, let me guess. Love Island?
Yeah.
All right. God.
Some more things. No, I need your opinion on
this. I'm a mom. Let's talk about it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
JV Show Familia. This is Eric coming to you all the way from Coco Cay, Bahamas with the girlfriend. Taking care of a little baby, coming to you from a swimming bar. Ooh, I recommend it. Great time. Graham, I reckon you're taking the kids. Selena, also recommend you taking the kids. I would say Selena, skip Hawaii. Come straight to, you know, Royal Caribbean. Wonder of the Seas. Recommend it. Jess, you too. Great time. All right. Eric from Coco Cayo.
Wow. Coco Cay. That's the, did you say it's a cruise ship spot, right?
I have no idea, but I want to go.
Because I feel like our buddy said he said has talked about that before. Gotta go there. Gotta go there. It's the private island thing or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Dang, I'm so jealous.
I know. Everyone's on vacation. God, I could use another vacation.
You guys ever been to the Bahamas?
No. On the bucket list, though.
I have a couple times.
Really?
Gorgeous. Oh. Gorgeous. Although the no-see-ums ripped me up, you guys. Ripped me up.
The what?
The no-see-ums.
What is that?
You don't know what a no-see-um is?
No.
They're like, I guess the best way to describe it would be like a sand flea.
Oh, ew.
But you can't see them. That's why they call them no-see-um. And, dude, they just bite your legs and stuff.
No way.
Oh, no,
and I'm telling you, you just lay there at night just scratching your legs until God. They're just bleeding. Oh. They're
good thing I'll be there in my black leggings and Crocs. So I don't have to worry about itchy. It.
Is that what you wear to the beach?
Yep. Yeah. All right, I want to make sure we have time to talk to Jess about Love Island.
You guys, I wish you were watching it because it's so good this season. Anyways. I want to ask you guys, specifically you, Graham, I need to know if this is a common thing that guys do, because there are two guys on the show, right, that everyone kind of thinks that they have taken their friendship a little bit too far, maybe. Like, it's a little bit hard not to see it now when you see them interact, that they are very, very close.
Like and a bromance?
Like a bromance, but, like, I think it's taken a step further. So these two guys, like, they'll make jokes about being the best couple on there, which is, like, funny, you know? But with all the laughter, with all the hugs, with all the like jokes, at one point one walks up to the other and he like pulls his shorts like out and shows
in the front.
Yeah. In the front. And then like is signaling to the other one to like, I forgot what he says, but he says something, check. And then he opens his shorts and then
junk check.
Yeah, like something like that.
What?
And then the guy, the other guy goes over and
you ladies
looks
don't do this?
Into his shorts. And I was like, is this really happening right now on live television?
Okay, didn't Katy Perry do that to some guy? And she got like blasted. Like, yeah. Allegations. Like, do that to
she
somebody.
She got mildly canceled.
Well, yeah. I guess he decided to look in there, you know?
Yeah,
he,
you like, don't have in. To look.
No, but I mean, like, somebody exposing you, like, hello, you didn't ask for that.
So they laugh about it, right? Like, it's like
drunk
a funny
check.
Thing. It's like a quick little thing. But then they later reference the situation again, and the guy's like, oh, you know, you've got a snake down there.
Oh, my God.
And they, like, talk about
enough.
It.
So you wanted to ask Graham.
I wanted to ask.
Is this normal
Graham, like, is
man
this
behavior?
A thing guys do? Just, like, show each other their friends?
Business?
In friend my friend group, this would be abnormal behavior. That's not what we do. I've not seen any of my friends junk.
Okay.
I don't know. We don't, okay. Like, I've never had the urge to be like, hey, come check. Junk check. And then. Okay. Pull the shorts out and let everyone take a peek.
Like, but have you ever seen your friends like in their underwear?
Probably. But I've never got eyes, you know,
you've never,
to
like,
skin.
Accidentally. Maybe not to skin, but in their underwear. I mean, because he pulls his shorts forward a little bit, but he's not, and he's like wearing something under them.
Oh, no.
He
pulled the entire thing?
Yeah,
well,
he's having the shorts the guy and looked like, down at his.
Yeah,
you know,
but I assume he's still got some, like, boxers on or something.
No, that's why he was like,
that's not the point of this.
You got a snake down there.
Yeah.
He saw it. They were, like, literally, they legit had a conversation about what he saw down
he
there.
He pulled the shorts out to give him a peek into the snake enclosure. You know what I mean?
And then at some point, the guy's match, like, the woman on the show, she's like, well, I might as well see it since you're showing everybody.
And did she get a junk check, too?
She did. Yeah, she was
junk
like,
check.
It's cute.
She say it was a snake?
What is happening
on this
show?
She said it's cute.
Oh, just that it's cute.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's like.
Might have been cold.
And I when I was watching this, Ruben was there. So I was like, is this something that guys do? And he said no. He said that they don't. So I was like, okay, so then is there something to what people are saying about these two guys on this show? So like you could tell. That even the women, like, that they're matched with, like, they'll make jokes about it. They'll be like, you know, like, okay, can I have my man for now? Like, I'm trying to talk to him because they'll be, like, glued.
I was, like, randomly on TikTok the day before yesterday.
Okay.
And I don't watch Love Island. I don't have the time to sit there and watch every single episode. It would just be impossible. But there was somebody who was, like, streaming the episode live, and I did click on it, and I think it was those two guys, and they were like sitting on a couch. They looked like they were about to make out.
Oh yeah. And at one point, one of them like jumps on the other one and like does a quick like.
Is that normal guy behavior?
No. I mean, okay, so maybe, I guess it could be normal to some people, not normal to myself and my friend group.
They have a little thing for each other.
Yeah, they got a real bromance going.
They have a bromance for sure.
Yeah.
But I will say about this season, a lot of like toe kissing.
Oh, thanks.
In one of the games that they play, last thing, they have to kiss people's toes. Like, that's literally part of the game. And then they have to kiss their match once they're done kissing everybody's toes.
That I'm sorry, so but disgusting.
If you're kissing somebody's toes, like, you're not coming near me.
Dude, they're
that's
just
like, so
you're not
going to
kiss me after that.
The epicenter of the next athlete's foot outbreak.
It's like they're just trying to find out. They're just trying to come up with ways to make the show, like, even grosser. Because we've always talked about them making out with every person on the show. And so they're like, how can we top that?
Yeah.
Now you make out with one person, you've also made out with somebody else's foot.
No, thank you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9. We were just talking about Love Island.
Hey, JV Show, it's Andy. He says, girth check. It's been all over gay Twitter. And it's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Girth this
check.
Is getting
I'm
good.
Not allowed to
this
say
is
that.
Getting good.
I don't know. I wasn't
girth
sure
check.
If I could.
Anyways, let's get a winner for Malcolm Todd. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Angela.
Angela, caller 20.
Congratulations. You just got these two tickets to check out Malcolm Todd for his sold-out show happening October 21st at the Fox Theater. Nice. And this is courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment.
I'm so excited.
All right, Angela, congratulations. Hang on for that winning. Today's Hottest Trending coming up next. And Grammy, what do you have?
Oh, no, you guys. We're off for vacation, so it's time to make some updates to the JV Show's 2026 Live Tracking Dead Whales News Desk Tally. Not good.
All right, I didn't have a couple of TV-related things. Another cast member not returning to Summer House, Graham.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you who after Tame Impala.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So we were just talking about Love Island. There's two guys on there who have grown very, very fond of each other.
Very.
And they're checking each other's shorts and what's inside. And we're like, is that, you know, Graham, do you do that with your friends? And you said no.
Hey, JV Show. This is Henry from Houston. My guy friends and I, we heavily flirt with each other, even though we have our own respective girlfriends, wives, fiancés. We have kissed each other before. We have seen each other's junks. It was all in good fun. I think we're just very comfortable with our own bodies and our own sexualities. We know that we're straight, and we just have fun. Have a good day.
I mean, as long as your like wives and girlfriends and fiancés are okay with, like, do they know that you've done that with your friends before?
That's a good question.
You know what I mean? Because if it was my husband, I might be like, so the friend you're hanging out with all the time, are you like attracted?
You're kissing him.
This is the one that you've kissed.
Is that cheating?
Is there a double standard? Because women are like, so like, we're so free to be like, I kissed my girlfriend.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
No big deal.
I mean, I'm not judging. I'm just, if you were in a relationship, is that person okay with you hanging out with somebody who you have history with, is all I'm saying.
Jess does have a good point, though. There's a little bit of a double standard there. Yeah, but in my friend group, that's different. But Henry's friend group there, they got their own arrangement.
Good.
Whatever works for you guys.
100%.
Yeah.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, the future of Taylor Frankie Paul's Bachelorette season. So let me first ask you guys, at this point, what is your interest level in even watching the season?
I don't care.
It's kind of waned.
I've kind of moved on as well.
Yeah.
So if you recall, ABC pulled the season right before it was about to air. This was back in March after that video surfaced of Taylor and her ex in a crazy heated physical fight. Sources say that when ABC pulled the season, editors still continued to work on the season, like cutting episodes and editing things and piecing it together, which is a clear sign the network wanted to keep the door open for a possible future air date. And according to reports, that possible future air date might be in mid-July. It's not locked in yet, but that is where things are in the discussions that they're having. So, like a couple weeks.
I understand why they want to put it out, because they want to get their money back on it and make some money, because there was a lot of generated interest of people that wouldn't normally watch the show that got, wrapped up in the drama and all, then wanted to see it unfold. I still think back to the time that, you know, when I watched and we all saw for the first time that clip come out of that domestic incident. And it's like her own kid or his kid, I can't remember, you know, gets hit by the stool in it and they're crying. Like, once I saw that, it was done for me. Like, that thing shouldn't be aired at that point. And I get that people say, well, she, you know, that played out in the legal process and that was in the past. And I still get it. But ABC, your family-friendly network owned by Disney, you know, in my mind, you shouldn't be then supporting that once you've seen that behavior. And I said this before, they knew about that behavior, so she shouldn't have been chosen at all.
It was kind of weird that, yeah, they definitely knew, and they were just kind of sweeping everything under the rug. Yeah. And I just think people don't care at this point.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. Nobody really cares.
Don't air it at this point.
Yeah. Another TV-related thing, another cast member leaving Summer House. I already told you how Wes is not returning for season 11, which starts shooting this weekend.
The cast
are going to be back for, you know, the fourth holiday back in that Summer House. Wes is not going to be there, and now neither is Amanda.
Oh.
Say your goodbyes. Now, just like Wes, she could make a cameo at some point, but she's no longer going to be returning as a full-time cast member.
I wonder if that was the network's choice or her choice, because based on the reunion, and if anybody, fellow Summer House watchers like myself, you saw that, everybody turned on them. Everybody.
I think it was probably a decision more made by Wes and Amanda. Like, why are we here? Let's focus on ourselves, bro.
Yeah, well, I mean, I assume that part of it would be, I mean, part of it could have been the network's decision, but I would think they would want them on for the drama. Right. But I think they knew that they were going to get just hated on by everybody in the house the entire summer. Yeah. And that was probably not going to be very fun.
Right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, before we get to What the Bleep, we were talking about Love Island. There's two guys on there who have taken their friendship to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like flirty and they're having fun and they're, you know, they're messing around on there. But Jess did ask, is this, you know, does this happen in all guy friendships? Like, is this what you guys do
you show
when
each other?
We're not around? Looking inside each other's shorts and all
and
this
I
other
said
stuff?
That's not what happens in my friend group. But our buddy Henry in Houston said, he said otherwise. He said, no, this is in his friend group. They've kissed. They've definitely seen each other's junk. And their wives and girlfriends They all have their own respective wives and girlfriends.
And I did ask, I was like, well, do they know about it, though?
Yes.
Hey, JV Show, this is Henry from Houston. Just wanted to reply to your question if our partners know about this. Yeah, they do. We do it right in front of them. We all hang out as a group, and we do the exact same things in front of them. They think it's funny, too. So, yeah.
Okay, well, if everybody's having fun, then, I mean,
all right,
go right ahead.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, you want to leave your guess. Leave it on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right is winning today's JV Show Chuggy Muggy. Here's today's clip.
One time in college, this girl broke my... She jumped on me when I totally wasn't expecting it.
Oof.
I know it's not a bone,
but you
can. Yeah, it can get broken. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Recorded that one before we went on vacation.
Henry's like, let me see.
Even I don't remember what the bleeped out word is. All right, when you have a family-friendly guest, you whip out your iHeartRadio app. That's where you're going to leave that guest on the talkback mic. And leave us your name and your city along with your guest. We want to be able to shout you out if you've gotten it correct, but only the first person with the correct answer, the very first correct answer, gets a JV Show Chug Mug.
Right. So get those guesses in right now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Thanks for hanging out with us. This is What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your family-friendly guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And the first person to get it right is this morning's winner. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
One time in college, this girl broke my... She jumped on me when I totally wasn't expecting it.
Ooh.
I did not consent to it.
It broke, like snapped?
I just did not consent to it.
Were you mad?
Oh, very.
Ooh. Were you in pain?
Yes.
I bet. Yeah. All right, let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family show.
Never mind.
It goes.
Hey, this is Ashley from Berkeley. My first guess is bed. Thank you.
Bed.
Broke your bed?
Popular guess this morning. I broke my bed. No, that's not it.
Good morning. morning, JV Show. It's Sophia and Nena from Napa, and we think the bleeped out word is... We think it's your toe. Have a great day.
I love that.
Toe. You guys ever broken a toe?
No. I think so. But I never went to the doctor to, like, get it looked at, but I feel like it was probably broken.
Yeah, I had a little fracture, I think, in my big toe one time, and they put me in this special sandal thing, you know, like, brace-looking shoe thing. I wore that for a couple weeks, and I was like, this looks stupid. I can't keep wearing this thing, but very painful.
Morning, JV Show. This is Erica from Pleasant Hill, and I think the bleeped out word is finger.
She jumped on my finger. Broke it.
That sounds painful.
Great. Ever broken a finger?
No.
Me neither.
Well, I don't know. I'll tell you on this. I have to share this story later. I don't have enough time right now.
Okay.
Remind me to share. Okay. Tell you later when my thumb's kind of messed up right now. Anyways, great guesses so far. Not the right one. If you have a guess, you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, leave it now on the talk back mic on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday. Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
This is our What the Bleep game, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talk back mic on the iHeartRadio app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
One time in college, this girl broke my... She jumped on me when I totally wasn't expecting it.
Mm-mm-mm. I did not consent to that.
All right, let's go to your guesses, see if anybody got it right.
Hi, JV Show. This is Trisha from San Jose. My guess is spirit. That sounds so sad.
She jumped on your spirit?
She broke my spirit.
Oh.
Yeah, she broke
it. Oh, no.
she broke it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It wasn't morning, JV Show. With. This is Luis from Hercules. I think the bleeped out word is laptop. All right, have a great morning.
Oh, it's one of the most
popular guesses this morning. Laptop.
It's a good one.
Okay.
Not it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Hamid from San Jose. I have a really weird guess today, only because this happened to me. I want to say windshield, because that happened when someone tried to ghost ride the whip back in the day, and the car stopped and they broke my windshield.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Are we gonna turn?
Was that the end of the talk back?
No. I guess so.
Windshield?
A windshield. You guys ever ghost ride the whip?
No. No, and I've never... No, but how did they break the windshield?
Somebody stopped and jumped on the item. I'm not sure. I'd like to know more about
that story. Thank you. I need more
also,
details.
Also, was he turning left or right?
And 51% of turns are right turns. Okay. So I'm assuming
did he ever turn, though?
Turning right.
Is he still there?
I don't know. Talkback ran out of time. I had a buddy who ghost ride the whip one time, and he ran over his own foot. That's pretty funny.
Oh, God.
Morning, JV Show. John from San Jose. My guess is sunglasses. Have a good day.
Oh, very popular guess this morning. A lot of people guessed sunglasses. Whoa. That was not it.
All right. Did nobody get it today?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
One time in college, this girl broke my watch. She jumped on me when I totally wasn't expecting it.
Because two things. I had the bleeped out word watch a couple weeks ago, and people were upset. Nobody wears a watch anymore. Remember that debate?
Yep.
So. So prepare for that again. And secondly, yes, true story. We were walking down the street from a party, and this girl decided that's a good time for Graham to give me a piggyback ride. You should tell the person that they're going to give you a piggyback ride. She ran and jumped to my back, and I face planted straight into the street.
Oh, my God.
And one of the other popular guesses this morning was tooth. My tooth also was chipped, so that would have been correct. That wasn't the word.
And you?
And my watch broke because I got one of my hands out slightly in front of me to brace my fall. The one that I was wearing a watch, and the band exploded, ripped right off the whole thing, and the watch and I think the glass part on the face scratched and maybe
was it like a nice watch
shattered too. No, I didn't really. I've never really owned very nice watches, okay. But it was nice enough, you know. And it was my watch, and I was very upset about that. But more upset about my chipped front tooth and the blood streaming down from my forehead because I hit my head
God.
On the pavement.
I'm suing.
I was pretty drunk. Thankfully, I was pretty drunk. Softened the pain a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so always get consent if you're going to jump on someone for them to give you a piggyback ride. They should be notified.
That makes sense.
About it.
That makes sense, actually. Yeah. All right, nobody guessed the word today.
Nope, no, so no.
Chug muck shall be given.
No shout outs to give. Phone, collarbone, pencil, chair, desk, wrist, some of the other popular guesses this morning.
All great guesses, but not the right one. Thank you, everyone, for playing this morning. We'll do it again tomorrow. Same time, 7:05 here on The JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones. Hi, good morning, John.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. All right. So you are on to play the JV Show's Yup Nope game. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. You just got to get 3 correct. If you can do that, you win.
Tickets for a role model.
All right, John. Let's see if you've got what it takes. Here is question number 1. Nimbostratus. Cumulonimbus. And cirrus?
Cirrus. Yeah.
Cirrus are all different types of what?
Those would be clouds. Yep.
The old Nimbostratus. Yep. All right. Question number 2. Good start. Question number 2. BYU is a predominantly Mormon university located in Provo, Utah. What does BYU stand for?
Brigham Young University. Yep.
You do know your stuff. All right, Smarty Pants, finish the title of this 1998 Steven Spielberg movie. Saving Private Blank.
Brian. Yep.
That's an easy
great
one.
Job.
Did you nice know that work. One, Selena?
I did.
Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Oh, great movie, by the way. All right, you've already won the game. The last question, just for funsies. Question number 4. Butterflies are found on all but what continent?
Antarctica. Yep.
Okay.
4 for 4.
Fine.
Nice job.
Easy. You got these tickets, okay? You got 2 for Role Model for October 18th at the Greek Theater at UC Berkeley. Congratulations.
Nice work, John.
Awesome. Thank you.
You are welcome. You made it look so easy.
I gotta start making the questions a little harder.
You all nonchalant about it. Like, all right, John. Have a great rest of your day. Hang on there. Graham, we have some shout outs.
Just a couple DM slides this morning. First one here. Good morning, Graham, Selena, and Jess. Longtime listener here. Would love to give a birthday shout out to my youngest daughter, Allison. She turned 11 on Saturday. I missed the shout out last year. And this year I am here a little late. But it's okay. We're currently on a road trip to Oregon, Seattle, and Canada.
No way.
A state, a city, and a country. Oregon, Seattle, Canada. Me and her big sister, Lexi, love her very much. Yes, happy belated
happy birthday,
Allison, and enjoy your very lengthy road trip.
Yes. Who gives a fart?
Selena, you ever been to Oregon, Seattle, or Canada?
I've been to Seattle.
Okay.
A few times.
Check that box.
Haven't been to Canada, don't you know?
Oh.
Not Oregon
either. What are you talking about? One more DM here. Good morning, Graham. Could you please wish my son, Alexander, a happy 6th birthday? We hope you have an amazing birthday week. Love mom, dad, and brother Sebastian. Yes.
Happy birthday,
Alexander. Woo-hoo! Turning 6. That's big because next year you'll be 7, 6, 7.
Okay, we're not doing that.
Who gives a fart? Yeah.
Today's hottest trending coming up next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, some more Taylor Swift wedding talk. And I do apologize for the Taylor overload, but this dang wedding or whatever it is that's happening is like the biggest thing trending this week. So yesterday, a bunch of lighting and other equipment did start to get delivered to Madison Square Garden. And there's going to be a whole lot more today and in the rest of the days leading up to Taylor's big day, which is this Friday, July 3rd. We're not going to get into the debate and whether or not this is actually the wedding. We've done that pretty much every day for the past couple of weeks already. But I'm reading that Taylor is going to have personally curated food stations from all of her favorite restaurants, like everything being flown in for guests to enjoy. Everything on the menu going to be delicious, something that she approves and actually loves. Now to more interesting things. So we talked already before about the extreme measures that she's been taking to make sure actual like wedding info does not get leaked. There are reports that guests don't even know where the actual ceremony is going to be. Just, you know, show up to New York City, Madison Square Garden. If they're getting bused to somewhere else for a special ceremony, it's nothing that they know about at this point. But we did hear that guests were getting phone calls rather than physical invitations, right? to make sure that information does get leaked. So while those phone calls may have still happened, there were like kind of invitations that did go out in early spring. Didn't have a whole lot of info on there, just New York City as the location. And then apparently, you know, July 3rd as the date. But Taylor wanted to make these completely leak proof. And the way she did that was by adding the guest's first and last name, like individually throughout the entire invitation on every single one. So if somebody were to snap a picture and post it, like, you're going to know whose invitation that is.
But couldn't they just, you know, a little whiteout or whatever? Or,
true.
You know, cover it up.
Right. Edit it on Instagram.
Yeah, I guess maybe. I didn't think about that. I don't know. Yeah, but she's taking extreme measures. I guess there's workarounds. But they also had to sign NDAs.
Go ahead, of course. I'm just, if the event is the magnitude that it's purported to be, with 1,000 people or thousands of people, you know, it's huge. We're going to get all of it. It's going to come out at some point. There's going to be somebody that leaks video of it. There's somebody that posts the things that we're going to get a ton of it. Leading up to it, yeah, they've been doing a pretty good job of keeping exactly what's going to transpire under wraps. But we're going to get all of it because
I think
somebody will leak.
We definitely are. So TMZ looked into the NDAs that were sent out to guests. And apparently there's like no penalty for violating the agreement. This is an electronic NDA that was sent out. And it's basically a written agreement that you're not going to leak any information. But there are no like fines attached to it. No monetary penalties. So,
well, they'd have to take him to court. You know, you'd have to, you violated this and we're going to sue you. And, but is Taylor going to start suing all our wedding guests?
No,
I don't know.
So I don't think anything would really happen. I think it's more so just to kind of scare them into not leaking information. There's also there wasn't a film release attached to this either. So a lot of people were wondering, well, is this going to be like, are they going to film something at this major event? And that's going to be released later down the line. It's looking like no, because there was no, you know,
we're not going to get a Taylor Swift wedding concert movie in theaters?
No, there's
what's
not.
What's it all for?
People
then
are wondering if there's going to be like a streaming special later on or like a documentary down the road to celebrate like an anniversary or something. Looks like that's not happening because there was no release that had to be signed by guests.
Interesting.
So it is just a strictly private event.
I think it's less about keeping the guests under wraps as it is the incredible amount of, let's just say there's 1,000 guests. That means there's way over 1,000 people that are working and putting this on, from the food, the lighting, to the stage, to the everything that's going to go into the Madison Square Garden, to security, to everything. It's one of those people that's going to leak it.
Yeah. I mean, it's already happened with them delivering things, and the setup is going to start happening soon. Someone has pictures of inside that space.
Oh my God.
I know. Anyways, there is your Taylor update for today. I'll have another one for you tomorrow same time, probably.
And the next day.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, did you guys do any shopping for Amazon Prime Day? Selena, I know you mentioned a minute ago that you did. Get anything good?
Not anything major, just little things.
Like?
You know, I got some cute little outfits for the kids, not for me.
Oh.
For the kids.
Got it. And Jess, you avoided the Amazon Prime Day hysteria?
I did not know it was happening.
Yeah, me neither.
Every time it happens, though, I feel like there's no actual deals. So I rather just do my regular shopping elsewhere.
There's a lot of deals, but it's never anything that I, like, need.
Yeah.
A lot of deals.
That's the thing. All right. Well, and one thing that I kind of, you know, bugs me. Why do they call it Prime Day? Because it's a 4-day event. It was June 23rd through the 26th. And lots of people did do some shopping because, according to reports, shoppers spent a total of $26 billion during those days on Amazon
deals.
That's almost 10% more than last year. Part of that due to the fact that everything is more expensive than last year because of inflation. Thank you, President. But also, we just love buying stuff. We're a culture of stuff.
But I don't remember it ever being this long. It used to only be 2 days. And I think last year they may have extended it to like 3.
I don't
ever remember it being this long.
I can't keep track. I feel like they do it a couple times a year now, too. It's Prime Day. Like, wait, what? I thought it was one day a year. But yeah, we love buying stuff. Discounts on this year's Prime Days, generally over 20% off. But every time I look, I'm with you, Jess. The thing that I want is never on a Prime Day deal. I'm like, I want to buy this thing. It's never on sale. Regardless, Jeff Bezos made a lot of money, which got me to thinking because I read an article this morning about his ex-wife, Mackenzie Scott Bezos. We know she donates an incredible amount of her wealth. And since 2019, she's given away more than $26 billion to charity. But here's what's crazy. Because Amazon stock has risen substantially during that same time period, her net worth hasn't gone down at all. that she actually has more money now than she started with when she divorced Jeff Bezos. Her current net worth, about $35 billion. Now, if you really want to get pissed off, Jeff Bezos, his current net worth, right around $250 billion. So far, you guys, he's donated a whopping $4 billion to charity.
Wow.
That's it?
He's making, people don't understand that. I mean, that just puts it into perspective, billionaire's status. She has more money now, and she's given away $26 billion to charity over these years, and she has more money now because of compounding interest and assets that are appreciating in value, like stocks and things like that. The sheer wealth of
this. What a problem to have. It's like you can't get rid of your wealth. You try to give it away, and then it just keeps on replenishing. It just, like, spawns in your bank account.
Goes back to the fact, and there are a lot of us in this country getting more and more angry about billionaires. It is just more morally unacceptable.
All right.
You don't need, one person does not need that kind of wealth. And my dad always likens it to the fact that if you could just walk down the street and you're just got the biggest basket full of food of all time and just walk past thousands and thousands of starving kids, that's what being a billionaire is.
Oh my God.
Could you do that? Could you walk by? You have all the food in the world, more food than you could ever eat in your entire lifetime. And you could just roll your truck full of food past thousands, millions of starving kids. Could you do that? If you, the answer is no, then you are with me. Being this billionaires with hundreds of billions of dollars is morally wrong.
That's so sad.
That concludes my rant for today.
Yeah. I loved it, Graham.
Thank you.
Dang it.
Next on the JV show, we have your chance to win $2,500.
Okay.
Okay, that's a start.
That's a start. No billions, but it's a start.
I also have to tell you guys know I try not to shower in front of my kids. I don't like it. I don't need the commentary, but I got to tell you what my daughter said to me.
Can't wait.
The other day.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so I think it was a few weeks ago we talked about naked moms.
Mm-hmm.
And I
remember that.
And I said, I am not a naked mom. I don't walk around my house naked. And I'm not judging anybody that does. I mean, every family is different. Whatever you're comfortable with, obviously, it doesn't even matter. I don't think it's a big deal. I just didn't grow up like that.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's uncomfortable. And I feel like I just don't want to be, like, exposed like that. So I'm not a naked mom. When my kids were younger, I mean, it wasn't a big deal if they saw me in the shower or if they were in the shower with me. But once they got to the age where they were able to, like, ask questions, that's when I was like, okay, I think we're going to stop this. Because I didn't like how it made me feel and having to answer those. I didn't know how to answer those. And I know everyone's like, well, just be honest. Duh. Yeah, I know. But it's still one of those things that I'm like, I don't know. I just feel weird about.
So are
it's
you,
just hard for me. I don't know why.
So are you now when you go in to take a shower, you close the bathroom door and lock it so nobody can come in?
So
is it that level of security now?
Okay, so my shower it's in my bedroom. And so I try to kick everybody out.
Yeah.
And lock the door so nobody can come in. But my daughter, she's 4, and she is at that stage where she is attached at the hip. So if she must be in the room, then I'm locking her in the room. That way she's not, like, walking out and leaving the door wide open. So I'm like, okay, well, you sit here, and then I'm going to go shower. I'll be right back. But then sometimes she'll, like, creep around the corner to see what mom is doing. And when I tell you the other day, she had her face to the shower glass.
Just peering in.
Just staring, like, not even saying anything. It's like, what are you looking? What do you want?
She's like, how much time you got, Mom? I got a lot of questions about a lot of stuff I'm seeing.
Yes. And then I finally, I turn the water off and I, like, you know, I'm drying myself. And she's like, why are those so big?
Wait, what was she talking about?
Why are those so big? Then she goes, are they filled with water?
Good question.
They look like balloons.
What did you say?
I said, no, they're not filled with water. And she said, well, what are those things?
What are those things?
What are they called?
And bazoomers?
No, I actually told her, like, what they were. But I don't know. I can't be a complete naked mom. Like, that was, like, this is exactly why I don't want her in the room.
It's so funny that, like, your four-year-old was making you feel awkward and uncomfortable.
Like, I know. And I know it shouldn't be a big thing. And I know it's not. But it's just, I don't need the questions. I don't need the comments. You know, just let me shower in peace. Okay?
Yeah, but she wants to know.
I know. Yeah. I know. And it's not her fault. But I just don't like it.
What are they filled with?
Implants.
Got it.
Wouldn't you prefer you be the one to tell her what they are?
Rather than when she learns about it on the internet?
Yeah. I mean,
in a couple weeks.
Sure. But it's like, I never was told what they are. You just know.
But now you have the power to remove the awkwardness for her.
Break the cycle.
Yeah, but it's still awkward for me.
Yeah, but you can't let that show. You have to be naked mom now.
I am not so going to be naked mom. She can I can't. Okay. I can't be naked mom.
I'm a mommy.
But now she's going to grow up being like, oh, I didn't have a naked mom. I can't be a naked mom. I'm awkward.
I know.
Yeah. And then have just, you know, body self-esteem issues. That's just going to be talking about in therapy for the next 50 years.
I can't be not awkward. I just can't.
My house has a very open door shower policy, and I never thought it would be like that. And I'm still kind of shocked by that, and I kind of wonder when it will end. But it's like, my kids will come in and talk to me and ask me about something all the time. I'm taking the shower. Like, can I have some privacy, please? You know? But the door's wide open.
So you're a naked dad. Really?
Yeah. And Kate's the same way. Kate's just like, and Kate's not that person either. She's not that, she'll tell you. She's like, I'm not the naked friend. I'm not the friend that'll walk around naked in front of other people, in front of my friends and stuff. You know, we like all change in our own, you know, space or whatever. And, but yet, when it's showering in our house, it's a very open door policy.
Interesting.
You got something to talk about? Come on in. What do you want to talk about? I feel like that should end soon. But it does, I don't know. My kids
Your kids are how old, for those who don't know?
They're 6 and 8.
Oh, yeah, that's
soon to be 7 and 9 in a couple months. And, I don't know. It's just the way it is.
It's too late. I don't think it's going to end. It's already started.
And I do hear Quinn, my daughter, ask my wife some questions sometimes about what things are. One time I was like, why do grown-ups grow hair? I think Kate's answer was like, oh, I don't know. It just happens.
Oh, my God.
Someday you will, too. Kids questions, and sometimes you say something and you just realize that you've opened it up to questions, and it's just so uncomfortable. When we drove into the Giants game on Sunday, we were getting off the Fifth Street exit, and there's usually a lot of unhoused people there along there, and one of them was obviously severely under the influence of something, and Kate's like, my son Ford's like, well, why aren't we going to help that guy out? I'm like, oh, we can't. Kate said, like, I think he's on drugs. What are drugs? Uh-oh. And then that conversation just, I'm like, oh, they don't know the answer to that question. What are drugs?
What did you say? How'd you answer that?
I don't know. It just spiraled into a longer conversation. What do you mean? What's that? Why? Why would somebody do that? Why is it? It's the whole thing. Oh, kids.
Oh, kids. Oh, my God. Gotta love them. All right. Coming up next on the JV show, can I talk about this woman? I don't know if you guys saw this news story last week. A woman who was able to spy on her ex-husband through his Ring cameras.
Whoa.
And I have one question.
Okay.
How does one do that? Just asking.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
The Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We were just talking about naked moms because I just can't be one of them. I know we've talked about this before, but it happened again a few days ago. Sometimes I'm just forced to have my daughter. She's 4. She's in the room with me sometimes when I shower. And I can't deal with her face pressed to the glass. And she's asking all these questions.
Morning, JV show. This is Kimberly from Antioch. We're going to talk back about naked moms. I really believe you have to be a naked parent from the beginning of your kids' lives. So that way it is something normal. My son is 5 and my daughter is 2. And of course he asked me questions because different anatomies. But after that, it was something he was used to. And now he walks in on me and it's nothing. No big deal. Love you guys.
There you go.
I want to be like you when I grow up. maybe I will. Maybe
just
I
normalize
will.
It when right they're little.
Right now, leaning towards no.
Answer some questions.
Yeah.
And then it's just totally normal. Don't make a big deal out of it.
I know.
Just don't make eye contact and ignore any questions, maybe.
But imagine somebody making eye contact with your business.
Okay. I take that back.
All right. What do you guys guys think about this? There's a woman in San Diego. She pleaded guilty last week after she somehow was able to hack into her ex-husband's Ring cameras, and she was spying on him and his new family. They're saying that she streamed more than 700 hours.
Oh my God.
Of footage inside his Ring camera. Yeah. And these recordings captured like private medical information, financial conversations, intimate moments, moments that they were undressed, you know, personal conversations. And, you know, his new girl was like, yeah, I knew there was something wrong when I heard a voice coming from one of my cameras. I don't even know how do you do this? How do you figure out how to hack somebody's Ring camera?
I doubt it was a hack. Don't you think he just forgot to take her off the account?
Oh, yeah.
When you're together, like right now, my wife can watch our home Nest cameras or whatever brand they are, Nest. Yeah. And I can watch them, too, from my phone. And if we went our separate ways and I never took her off the household, you could log in and watch him from anywhere.
Or she just knew his passwords to everything still and just and tried all of his.
That too.
Let me add an exclamation mark. One of these has got to work. And she got in.
Yeah, I doubt it was like some, you know, like, that's you know, true. Actual hacking. It was probably something just one of those two scenarios. And then, yeah, once you start watching that, that'd be pretty addicting once you start seeing some.
I don't blame her.
It's like Big Brother or like just reality TV, but like in real time.
I know.
Her biggest mistake, though, she accidentally hit the talk button where you can talk through it.
And then amateur.
There was a voice and then you went and then the whole thing busted.
This is what I don't understand. So she pleaded guilty to a reduced misdemeanor charge of eavesdropping using an electronic device. So she's going to have to like pay, you know, something to the victims. We don't know that amount yet. But she was sentenced to 1 day in custody with credit for time served and then a year of probation. So she's like not doing anything. This seems like a more serious crime to me than that.
Yeah.
There must have been some time served then right while she was awaiting this trial or whatever.
Right. But 1 day that was her sentence.
But she could have been in custody for a year, let's say, waiting for the trial. And then they went, well, we're not going to sentence you to another year in jail. You already did a year.
It would still be like sentenced to 1 year with credit, you know, for time served, and then you're out. But like the fact that they're just like slap on the wrist 1 day.
She must have for sure had some sort of password or access then, because I think if she had hacked into it, then it would have been more time. Yeah.
Then there would be probably other charges.
Yeah, because she was able to prove, like, I'm a user on the account. Look, here's my login.
They never blocked me out here. Yeah. I can just hit watch. I still have the app. I can see whatever
I
want.
You're right,
Jess. 700 hours?
Uh-huh.
What do you think? Legitimately, how often would you check
every
that
day.
If you had access to it.
Every day.
Anytime there was motion or whatever you got through, like, someone's in the room.
Just knowing how psycho I was at the end of, you know, certain relationships, I'm there all day, every day. It's consuming my life.
It would be tough not to. It'd be very tempting.
Think about how awful it is when you're watching a show and you miss one episode and everybody's like, you know, caught up. Like, if you're not caught up and you miss a day, like, you can't go back and rewatch that day.
Oh, my God, it would be like, just,
you know?
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to go about my day just focused on anything else. All I'm thinking about is getting back home to watch my show.
Because Love Island's already got 30 episodes or whatever.
Yeah.
And people have watched every one of those. So 700 hours over here, that's nothing.
Yeah. I don't know how she could watch this, though. If there were moments where, like, her ex and his new, I don't know if this is like a fiance, girlfriend, wife situation, I don't know, but where things were getting like possibly
steamy,
could you watch that?
No.
Me either.
No, that
I don't
want to
see that.
I could not watch that.
I'd be mad.
Maybe just once.
Maybe just listen.
Maybe just with one eye closed, so it's like you're not fully watching.
Yeah.
Just
on in the background.
I'm a little curious.
It's just on in the background.
You want to know if she's worse than you.
Right.
But then if you find out that she isn't.
Oh,
then,
heartbreak all over again.
But then you have to keep watching just in case. Like, it does get worse.
Hopefully there's some sort of mishap that happens that makes it worse.
All right,
why do we torture ourselves?
I don't know.
You guys are sick.
All right, next on the JV show, Graham, you said that there's a new hot girl car.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants.
Yep.
He's going to share that with us next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Olivia Olivia Dean, Man I Need. It's Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show on a Tuesday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
So, Graham, what do you know about hot girl cars?
Let me tell you, move over shiny new luxury cars, your little sporty BMW convertibles, whatever you may have, because the expensive accessory they say every hot girl currently wants is an old, loud SUV.
There's no way.
Take a look at social media, Selena. The new status symbol is older model off-road SUVs like vintage Jeeps, Land Rover Defenders, and Ford Broncos. We see Kendall Jenner driving her 1989 Toyota Land Cruiser. I love those. Sydney Sweeney's driving in L.A. in a 1969 red Bronco. And the list of influencers driving and posting theirs go on and on and on. Banyan Motors, a Houston-based company that restores old classic SUVs and stuff like this, says female clients have risen 60% over the past 2 years, and other places like similar businesses have seen huge jumps in female ownership of this type of car. A quote, an older Jeep seems very fun and girly to me, whereas a new Jeep is not just as cool. This is from a 20-year-old content creator in West Palm Beach, Florida. She drives a 2000 Jeep Sahara. Her parents bought her as a gift. And she said she installed. Now, look, the big takeaway that a lot of these influencers and people are saying about these older model SUVs, there's no screens. There's no technology in them. Okay. This one woman, she says, as far as parking and stuff, there's no backup camera. Quote, I kind of just YOLO it when she's parallel parking.
That doesn't sound safe.
That's what I do. I don't have a backup camera in my car.
I don't know how you're surviving with that.
I turn my head around and look.
It's not the same.
I get it. But anyways, what do you ladies think about this being the new, because Hot Girl Summer has arrived. What do you think about this being the new Hot Girl accessory? Old, loud, vintage SUVs.
It's not for me.
What?
I can see it, though.
I love them.
Because I feel like they have a lot more fun colors. And I think that's part of, like, the aesthetic that people are looking for, or, like, the younger generation is looking for, that vintage, like, colorful look. Because if you see cars now, they're all boring and just, like, black, white.
What about, like, safety features and stuff, though? Oh,
okay, they don't have those. And they have windows that you probably have to manually crank up and down. And again, you're sacrificing the technology in there. It's not going to be what you're used to with your seat warmers and, yeah, your backup cameras and your twin panel moonroofs for day trips down to Monterey and your Ford Explorer.
Mm-mm. Do they have an AC?
Most of them probably do. It probably doesn't function as well as the AC that you have in your current car.
And these have like those big giant antennas.
Big antennas and big tires, those big off-road tires. You've never seen one that's restored, like probably like what Sydney Sweeney drives. I've never seen a picture of hers, but I've seen a picture of hers, but not the car. But you know what I mean? Like, you ever seen one of those restored Broncos that's, got the top off and stuff, and you're driving down to the beach and that? Like, that looks awesome.
Okay, I'm looking at Sydney Sweeney's. Yeah, it ain't for me. I think it's ugly.
Really?
I don't like it.
What part of Sydney Sweeney are you looking at? The Zoomers?
Her car!
Oh, the car!
The Bronco!
Got it. You gotta be careful how you search her. I love those old Toyota Land Cruisers are awesome. I mean, I'm partial to this because I pretty much drive.
Are you bringing this up because you're trying to tell us like how cool your old SUV is?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely coming back in style. My old 2001 Toyota 4Runner is coming around.
Stop.
I just like the old Land Rover Defenders and the Ford Broncos and stuff like that. I think they look super cool. Again, you're sacrificing efficiency because they're gas guzzlers, and probably sacrificing a little bit on the safety, but the coolness factor. Today's cars all look so boring.
Yeah.
Every model looks exactly the same. Is that a Camry? Is that an Accord? They all look the same.
Why don't we have fun colors anymore?
Why don't we have fun shaped cars anymore? Everything looks exactly the same.
Old, I know.
No, it's just like that. That's just everything has gone cookie cutter and the same.
Yeah.
You see some bright orange lifted Ford Bronco with the top down. Like, it looks awesome.
Well, I'm glad that you like the hot girl cars here, Graham, because somebody has to. I don't like it.
Jess, you're not in for this?
I like it because it gives, like...
I mean, you could like the look and you get the aesthetic, Jess, but would you actually, like, could this be your car?
I could not survive because I need GPS,
okay, so then no,
AC,
exactly. Like,
got GPS
there's
on
so
your phone.
A bad camera.
Eric, rear, yeah, you're going to have to use your eyeballs for that. The
eyeballs?
Original, the original
those aren't good
rear
enough.
Backup
I
camera,
need, I need
your
the,
eyeballs.
I need the sensors for when, so, yeah. for when someone's in my blind spot. Like, I need all of that.
Yeah, me too, honestly.
I've never hit anybody in my blind spot.
Oh.
Well, I haven't either because my car has sensors, but I would have. Probably. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyways, hot girl cars.
That's it.
There it is.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And the latest Skims model is... Will Ferrell.
Yes.
Oh, have you seen these pictures in this video? Go to our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. So if you don't know Will Ferrell, he has his new Netflix show coming out on July 16th called The Hawk, and he obviously stars in it. He plays an older pro golfer named Lonnie Hawkins. So it's really Lonnie posing for Skims. Like, Will is in character here, but he's still wearing these little men's briefs for Skims. And... I wish I never saw it.
It's a lot because that's
it's something.
Yeah. Again, yeah. JV Morning Show on our Instagram story. He's just wearing those little tidy whities and a golf glove and a golf visor, and that is it. And you get to see him tee one up and take a swing.
Yeah.
Not a bad looking swing for Will Ferrell, but the rest
of it. Eyes on the undies. That's what this is for.
Eyes on the tan lines, too. He's very white. Down,
by the way,
looks like me down to about the elbow.
Lonnie has been on Instagram for about a week now. His handle is Lonnie the Hawk. He already has over 80,000 followers if you want to, you know, follow Will Ferrell and Lonnie there. All right, so this is how much Blake Lively is demanding from Justin Baldoni. So even though their lawsuits were all settled out of court, remember, or at least, you know, dropped or whatever the case was, they both, it just went away. Mm-hmm. It ended before having to go to trial. Mm-hmm. But I told you that Justin could still be on the hook for attorney fees and whatnot, and he already agreed to pay whatever it is the judge grants Blake. And this is because his defamation lawsuit against her was thrown out. So according to some new filings, Blake is asking the judge to grant her $7.49 million in attorney fees, plus over $500,000 in court costs and other expenses that were incurred while defending herself. So she's asking the judge to make Justin pay that back to her.
Ain't that crazy? The real winners in this, and we said this, were the lawyers.
The lawyers.
Because if that's, she's, I'm sure, has receipts to show that that's what they charged her. You imagine making $7 million? I mean, it's not just one lawyer. It's a team of lawyers. But that's a huge sum of money. And then the thing doesn't even go to trial. It doesn't even go to trial. And the whole thing gets dismissed or whatever. They settle.
Just for your time.
And that's just their time.
What if Justin fires back with some, like, counterclaims, like, I'll pay this, but I ain't paying for that. And then they find themselves in a long, drawn-out legal battle again.
They start suing each other again.
Yeah.
Wasn't part of the terms of their settlement that they're not going to sue each other anymore over any of this? I hope this is done. He should write that check if he's able to.
Just move on.
Bury this thing and move on.
Please.
And I still maintain both of them are probably like, we never should have started any of this
nonsense to
begin with.
Yeah. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, if you're thinking about heading over to Levi's, San Francisco Bay Area Stadium tomorrow to catch the U.S. men's soccer team taking on Bosnia and Herzegovina, I have a little bit of good news because ticket prices, they're coming down quite substantially. Prices originally surged crazy high. Cheapest tickets available when this game first hit the schedule, ending up more than $3,000 a piece. And they stayed there for quite a few days. But as of yesterday, they have dropped pretty dramatically, basically by a little more than half. Tickets hovering around $1,400. Again, this is as of yesterday. I don't know if they've come down a little bit since then. I got to hit some of the sites and see. Still, obviously, a lot of money.
Yeah.
$1,400 per ticket.
Is that in your World Cup budget, Jess? You've already gone to two games.
Yeah.
Not USA, though.
We have been looking at tickets for tomorrow's, but there's no way with those prices.
It is crazy. By comparison, though, Mexico's game, the get-in price to see Mexico-Ecuador later today was around $2,500 a ticket. So much more expensive to see that game than the U.S. men play at San Francisco Bay Area Stadium formerly of San Francisco, but in Santa Clara, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, that's so confusing.
Because it can't be called Levi's. But wouldn't you want to be there at that game?
Yeah.
Come on.
All
yeah,
right.
But I can't afford that.
Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Tuesday, guys. Instead of without the haircut, I know since Jess is in love with America and she loves America, this is probably going to give her the ick.
What?
But before you guys sign off, Graham, can you please play the Mexican Fight song again? You got to get hyped up for today's game. Sorry, Jess. Didn't mean to upset you with that one. God bless America.
Jess showed up today wearing her America hat.
I'm wearing my Mexico hat.
You got the 250 hat.
Don't they have that, like, the Great State Fair or something coming up?
It's going on right now. Oh, yeah. It looks like it's very well attended.
Are you going to that?
I'm wearing my Mexico hat. Say that.
Yeah.
I don't see you guys in your Mexico gear like me today.
I don't
today.
See
Are
you in yours
I'm
either.
Team
Look
Mexico
at us.
Shirt
me
today.
Too.
You're
We're literally Graham and I literally showed up in our jerseys.
Yes.
Meanwhile,
I can take a picture of you right now and post it to JV Morning Show, and you are wearing tie-dye.
I am not. That's actually going to be an old photo from last week. So
yeah, timestamp that. Take that.
It's also AI, so.
Yeah, but go Mexico today.
Can we really quick talk about this helicopter crash that happened in San Jose yesterday?
Sure.
Thankfully, so two people, this was off of Tully Road, I think, two people. Thankfully, they are going to be okay. One person transported to the hospital with moderate injuries. The other one was treated on the scene for minor injuries. I came across the video. There's like actual video the moment this thing comes down.
Whoa.
It's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show.
Going now.
That ain't a helicopter. What the hell is that?
What in the gyrocopter is this?
It's like giving Wright Brothers, like the first airplane ever made.
So yeah, don't picture a traditional helicopter because there's no inside of it. They're basically sitting.
It's like they're like it's like a bike pedal. Wait. Are there pedals
there's
on that thing?
Two people sitting, yeah, right behind each other, and there's
two propellers.
A propeller overhead, like a traditional helicopter, but yeah, this thing just has three wheels, and then you're like open air.
What is this?
I'm confused.
I would never get in one of those.
I'm glad they're safe.
No, thankfully
they're
too.
Okay, but yeah, why would you get in this thing more than 4 feet off the ground?
Thank you.
Oh.
And did they build it?
I'm sure there are kits. I would assume there are kits where you can build these things,
what?
But that would be. Yeah, no, I'm not going.
Yeah, that's going to be a no.
I'm going to stay right close to the ground
thank
with that thing.
You. Yep, same. All right, if you want to check out that video, and again, thankfully, everyone is okay. JV Morning Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.